community dialogue. Now we are noye munaraunda, taking it down to the grassroots.
You're listening to my station, your station, of course, the FM Stereo, one station that always brings you nothing but the best. This is the voice of Kudakwashe Chiburi, and the time for the community dialogue, where we delve deep into different communities across Zimbabwe. But in each episode of the community dialogue, we have a platform to give you something that is different. As I have notified you earlier on my previous episode, that for the next 12 weeks, today we are on week number 3, Chinzisa Nyadzi leadership issue to do with the coaching, na Dr. Mugaviri. So this is a whole lot of an episode. Don't miss out, where we'll be learning leadership at home, what is to identify your career and so forth. So today we are delving deep into one important subject, making home the first leadership, where today we are mainly focusing on career. So if you need to get in touch with us, do so on our WhatsApp number, that's 772-168-045, again, 772-168-045, is Harare 106.4, Blah 106.7, Gweru 104.3, Chifu 99.8, Maswingo 96.1, Kama TV Orowange, that's 105.1, as well as Mtora Shanga. Last but not least, that is 97.6. Dog, welcome to ZFM Stereo.
Thanks very much, Kuda. It's such a pleasure, and greetings to our listeners.
Yes, indeed. So for starters, maybe we're going to join for today. Let's just walk through. On the first episode, we really delved into this aspect. On the second, we really did this. And today, what are we really looking into to discuss for our today's episode?
Thank you, Kuda. On the first day, as we were kind of launching this series, as I would call it, we were looking at making your home. The first leadership coaching university.
Yes, indeed.
I think it's a very interesting concept, a fresh concept, where we are actually saying your home can actually be a learning center for leadership, and that parents can take responsibility
indeed
for equipping their children, you know, for leadership. And I remember in that first session, you know, with Dr. Shingi Mugaviri, my wife, and our two sons, and it was a kind of the Mugaviri Leadership Coaching University team, as it were. And then on the second day, we brought educationists, you know, with the principal and a science teacher, and we started to get into the career coaching aspect, which we really want to delve into today. I think today we really want to zero in on that, and but this is going to take us maybe 1 or 2 3 weeks, because we are going to also have you know, other people come in. We're going to have some HR practitioners who will also come, and we'll be talking about careers from an HR perspective. We are going to have some occupational psychologists who do career assessment tests who will also be part of this. But today we are looking at this subject from a coaching perspective. I'm a coach, I'm an author, I have written 18 books on this subject of purposeful career coaching and career planning. And I was also a resource person for the Minister of Primary and Secondary Education when they did the new curriculum. I was one of their key consultants on the subject of guidance and counseling.
Well, if we are on that, dog, maybe the first question that will be quick to ask, do people really know what is a career? Maybe do people have that? Because maybe nowadays, I understand last week during our interview, our show, you gave us a chilling revelation that a lot of people are in misplaced careers. A lot of people are doing what they know, what they do not desire at heart. So at first, maybe for today, let's talk from what's a career. Could it change not only career? Is it something that is inborn? Is it something that is instilled? What really is a career?
Okay, thanks, Kuda. I think let's look at the career. When you talk of a career, let me start by saying that's the very reason why every student goes to school. I think that's the point. Every student goes to school so that one day they will have a career.
Yes.
Right? A career has to do with the world of work. It's what we do in the world of work, mm-hmm. right? And when you look at the career world, if I may put it that way, mm-hmm. one, I must say, it's a very dynamic world. Mm-hmm. It's a never-changing world. Mm-hmm. As we sit here, there are new careers that are coming into being. Mm-hmm. I actually discovered there are hundreds of careers every week mm-hmm. which come into being. Mm-hmm. But there are also careers that are dying. Mm-hmm. Right, mm-hmm. So it's a very dynamic world, mm-hmm. but we also have what you call traditional careers.
Yes,
you know, your traditional careers, your engineers, yes, your accountants, your yes. marketers, doctor, so forth, which have been there for from time immemorial. Mm-hmm. But we also have what we call emerging careers,
mm-hmm.
you
know,
and there are a lot yes. of careers which are in the emerging, but because of technology, because of digital transformation,
yes,
a lot of new careers mm-hmm. are coming, you know, mm-hmm. into the space, which are not even known by learners. Mm-hmm. I remember when I did my research, I looked at 16 career clusters mm-hmm. because the career world is divided into 16 career clusters. Mm-hmm. And I wrote a book for each of these career clusters, and I looked at over 700 careers. Mm-hmm. But these were just a sample mm-hmm. because there are literally thousands of careers. Mm-hmm. And what I found, which is a bit of a challenge for a lot of learners and a lot of parents and educators, mm-hmm. when learners are making a choice, in fact, let's say, what is the problem? Let's do a diagnosis here.
Yes, yes.
What is the real challenge? From our observation, the challenge is this. You find that someone is doing O-level, and you have got learners who are sitting for O-level at the moment.
Yes, indeed.
Right? Someone finishes their O-level. Mm-hmm. Next year, 2026, they go into lower six. But you find that this learner is going to choose a learning area that they are going to do either sciences, commercials, or arts. Mm-hmm. But they are already choosing a learning area, or the school or their parents are influencing them to choose a learning area before they've actually made a choice of the actual career pathway that they want to follow. Mm-hmm. So in a way, the challenge there is you are putting the cart before the horse, right? Mm-hmm. Because once you choose, for example, to go the sciences mm-hmm. route, or the commercials route, or the arts route mm-hmm. in terms of your learning area, mm-hmm. already that's going to determine, mm-hmm. you know, the kind of, you know, studies you will pursue at tertiary level. So I think part of the challenge I found is we are leaving the career decision too late. So a lot of learners go to school, they're not yet too sure what they want to do. Mm-hmm. They do O-level, mm-hmm. they pass O-level. Mm-hmm. They go for A-level, they pass A-level. But you know what? I worked at the University of Zimbabwe for some years, mm-hmm. and I discovered a number of students would come to the university still not too sure what they want to do. And they've got 12 points, 14 points, 15 points. And you know how the university operates. Within the first 2 weeks of a university, you can change from one program to another. So you actually find a lot of students,
yes.
they would move from one program to another. Because they only had high-sounding names, which sounded very impressive. Mm-hmm. But they're not even sure of the content of what that learning area is about. So if you want, part of the problem is the disconnection between what a learner is doing at high school mm-hmm. level, in terms of their thinking mm-hmm. about the career world, mm-hmm. what they are doing at university level, mm-hmm. and what they will eventually do in the world of work. Mm-hmm. I think the three worlds are disconnected, and it's part of the problem.
Well, at least we are on that talk, I'm following up and I'm enjoying the conversation. One critical issue that you have highlighted so far is that a lot of people are choosing their careers too late, or they are realizing, I need to do this, I need to do that, too late. So let's now link, because for the past three episodes before, we have been talking about family being the first leadership home, like building our university, leadership, as parents, how do they ensure, how can they manage to identify different careers? Also, what I need to also take into consideration is this: how do also parents separate that? How can I mention it? Yekuti mavabereki kana kata zvacha doctor anoti mwana wake azoita doctor. How do we also need to separate that? As you are coming in as my leadership trainers,
right? So. As we talk about making your home the first leadership coaching university,
yes,
we are saying a parent has responsibility, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. but we have got issues there which we need to look at,
yes.
which a parent has to be aware of.
Mm-hmm.
One of the issues is that the philosophy of life we have in our culture is chirere chigogorerao. So when a parent is sending their child to school, they've got vested interest.
Mm-hmm.
If you want, a child is seen as social capital,
mm-hmm.
such that when I'm sending my kid to school, it's not just about them as a child.
Mm-hmm.
It's also about me.
Mm-hmm.
My own future, mm-hmm. security, mm-hmm. financially,
mm-hmm.
is in that child.
Mm-hmm.
Because so this is one challenge we find, that parents have a vested interest. So you actually find that a lot of parents naturally would want to see their children succeed, which is very good, which is very noble.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the parent is the economic decision maker.
Mm-hmm.
But what is the challenge? Here's where the challenge comes from.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge is that when it comes, you know, we talk of purposeful career coaching.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote a book in 2011, mm-hmm. titled Know Your Purpose, mm-hmm. Wisdom for Knowing Why You Were Born.
Mm-hmm.
What I actually discovered is none of us was actually born to do everything. I think that's the first thing we need to realize.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, the question we always get asked at primary school, high school level, what do you want to do, mm-hmm. when you grow up? Well, and we all come up with dreams.
And another question that is often asked is, how do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
Exactly.
Yes.
So I want to become a doctor. I want to become an engineer. And I always say, that's a wrong question. As an author of that area, I say, you can't get a correct answer to a wrong question. Right? So for me, I've come up with another question.
Mm-hmm.
For me, the question is, how are you wired for your career?
Mm-hmm.
It's not what you want to do when you grow up,
mm-hmm.
but how are you wired for your career? When you say, how are you wired for your career, what does it mean? What it means is, we are all wired differently. You talk of researches that have been done by people like Professor John Robertson,
mm-hmm.
for example,
mm-hmm.
who looked at career inclinations, and he came up with 7 career inclinations,
mm-hmm.
which actually clearly showed that we have 7 areas in terms of inclinations,
mm-hmm.
in terms of how people are wired. But the challenge we have is, there's an assumption that anyone can become anything. And as a purpose practitioner, I want to say, I think that's a wrong assumption. Because we've seen people who have chosen other pathways that are not linked to what they are wired to do.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what will happen in life?
Mm-hmm.
They will get the qualifications, they will get the certificates, they may even get a job. But as they now start to work, they discover they're like square pegs in round holes. They discover they don't enjoy,
mm-hmm.
what they are doing. And if you remember, I actually made reference to some research,
mm-hmm.
Which we did, which showed over 70%,
mm-hmm.
of professionals out there are pursuing careers that they are not wired for. And guess what? Let's put this in an interesting manner.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a footballer, a talented footballer, whom we find on a musical stage trying to sing and come up with some, it won't work.
Mm-hmm.
Or finding themselves in a totally different space that, mm-hmm. they're not talented for, that they're not wired for.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is part of the challenge we have. The question of human capital development, mm-hmm. and deployment.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have a huge issue in terms of mismatch,
mm-hmm.
where our human capital team in the country,
mm-hmm.
and in Africa,
mm-hmm.
has got 70% of players playing a game that they're not wired for. and so they are enduring.
Mm-hmm.
They're not enjoying what they are doing. And I think, could I let's face it,
mm-hmm.
when you are doing what you were not born to do, it doesn't matter what qualifications you have.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have that aha. Uh-huh. You are frustrated.
We will usually call it umfu in Shona.
Yes, you are frustrated.
Yeah.
You are bored. You endure that career. You feel, I'm just doing this for money. But you know what? You actually find, I'm not living the life that, mm-hmm. I was born to live.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a whole big issue. So you find parents, you have highlighted, parents can easily be tempted to push their kids,
mm-hmm.
in a particular career direction.
Either, yes.
That one that they feel, if my kid does this, they'll be successful as someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say to parents, the key is, don't make your kid imitate others. Let them be an original.
No.
Research shows that when one does what they were born to do,
mm-hmm.
it brings the best out of them.
Sure.
They are fired, they are motivated, they are excited about what they are doing.
Mm-hmm.
But if they are doing it for imitation, if they're just doing it for money, if they're just doing it because their uncle did it, because there's another someone else did it, and because, and also for learners, by the way, it's not just parents. Learners, we did research on this. A lot of learners, what they do is they look outside. When you ask them what you want to do, they quickly look outside and they say, I see so-and-so is very successful. They drive a big car. So-and-so looks very impressive and what I want to become like someone else. And I always say to young people, don't try to become like someone else.
Yes.
Be yourself. Be yourself.
So now, hey, we're articulating talk. Now let's talk about the issue to do. Why is it purposeful career planning important to leadership? Purposeful career planning important to leadership?
I think this is a very interesting question, Kuda. When we talk of leadership, I think since we're talking of the home as the first leadership coaching university,
yes,
and we are celebrating 25 years of coaching leaders, what I found is that when you talk of leadership, the first person you lead is yourself.
Indeed.
So leadership starts with self-leadership. You don't start by leading other people. You start by leading yourself. But leading yourself entails or involves knowing oneself. One of the books I wrote is titled Know Yourself. It's knowing yourself first. Yes. Do you actually know yourself? You know, do you actually understand yourself? So leadership starts right there. And the link, another fundamental link between leadership and careers is that when you are pursuing a career that is purposeful, that you are wired for, guess what? You are excited, you are motivated. And when you talk of leaders, one of the definitions we give for leadership is leaders are solution providers. Leaders are problem solvers. That's important in leadership.
Yes.
It doesn't matter which sphere of leadership, whether it's at a personal level, at home, in the community, at work, at school. A leader is a problem solver.
Yes.
And is a solution provider.
Yes.
But now, let's look at it, Kuda, and say you are a square peg in a round hole. Because you are living outside your purpose. What you are doing is not what you are wired to do. How do you become a problem solver when you are a square peg in a round hole? I actually want to put it to our listeners to actually say, when you are outside your purpose, you are not a problem solver. You are actually a problem yourself. Because you are frustrated. You don't like what you are doing. And because you are not liking what you are doing, it's how do you become motivated to solve problems? What I found is solving problems requires inner motivation. It requires innovation. We talk now of innovation. You know, innovation happens at its best when someone is highly motivated, when someone is excited about who they are and what they are doing.
Yes.
So that's where the link comes, in my view. So when someone discovers their purpose and they pursue a career that is in sync with their purpose, they are likely to be motivated. Guess what? They are likely to be a problem solver. They are likely to be very innovative because they are very motivated and excited about what they are doing. My experience with people who don't like what they are doing, people who are enduring their careers.
Yes.
When you talk of innovation and stuff like that, you are depressing them because they are not happy anyway with what they are doing.
They are frustrated. They are furious.
They are furious. They will tell you that a dark way 100 times a day. They don't like what they are doing.
So while you're on that dog, are we saying in every each and every organization, we also find people that they are also enjoying those people who we are like people always hear like comments like because those people are just enjoying.
I think this I would challenge any organization out there because we did the research.
Yes.
What I can assure you is more than 60% of professionals in any organization in this country are professionals who are outside what they were wired to do. They have the qualifications, hence they're in that job. They have the papers, but they don't have the purpose. They are busy following papers and not purpose. and I think this is a whole... there are a lot of implications that come up with this. Imagine spending 8 hours enduring doing what you don't love doing. You really don't love what you are doing.
Yes.
And after 8 hours, you just are worn out. And I found actually people who get a big sense of relief when they go over a weekend to say, you know what, I'm going on a break from this job. And you know what they call it, actually, what I discovered? Yeah. People call it kabasa. Kabasa kangwak. Because there's just no excitement about that job. Because there's a mismatch. There's a mismatch between who they are and what they do. And that's what we need. So we talk of purposeful career alignment and development for people who are professionals. When you say, you know what? You don't have to die enduring something that you don't love. You don't have to. You can actually realign. And globally, it's a common trend where people can actually realign. They discover, no, man, I spent a lot of time going to school, certificates, degrees, which don't describe who I am. You know? Yes. I think the way it should work is when we discover who we are and we are educated within our purpose, education is supposed to cultivate the talents and the gifts that are in us. But when you now educate me outside my talents and my gifts, it doesn't work. I actually remember during the land reform program, someone approaching me and saying, hey, Charles, I think we can help you to get a farm. I said, I don't know, why should we waste a farm? I said, why waste a farm? I said, that's my field.
Yes.
My field is people's minds. Yes. Move the soil. I know what I'm wired to do. I'm there to inspire people, motivate people, equip people, train people. And you know what, Kuda? One of the challenges I found, there's a lot of unhealthy competition. That happens also in workspaces. When you are doing what you are not born to do, you have a lot of unhealthy competition. You because you are always trying to become like someone else.
You're seeing everyone as a threat.
Exactly. You're trying to become like someone else. And yet, when you are doing what you were born to do, there's a natural flair and flow in what you are doing. Why? Because who you are and what you are doing are in sync. In other words, your work is an expression of who you are. The tragedy for a lot of people is their work is a contradiction of who they are. So it's almost like you are pretending to be something, to be paid for it, because you need a salary. But it's not who you are, and you don't like it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Indeed, we are learning a lot. If you need also to get in touch with us to share one or two few sentiments, do so on our WhatsApp number. That's 0772-168-045. Again, 0772-168-045. Then, Doc, there is another question that is coming in from one of our listeners. But yes, we found out that there is a solution to a problem where parents and wanokanganisa pakuchuzwa kwekeriya yemwana. So how is a coaching institution like a one who is designed to motrena wanhu vakasiyana siyana, is there solutions for parents in this crisis or for these manners?
Yes, there is, Kuda. I think that's we are very excited to offer a solution in that space.
Yes.
One of the things we did, as you know, we are celebrating 25 years of coaching leaders. Yes. One of the things we did over the period of time was we came up with what we call a purposeful career planning model. A purposeful career planning model. And as part of that purposeful career planning model, it has got different facets. For the parent, we have what we call parent as purposeful career coach. It's a training program which a parent can do online at their convenience wherever they are.
Yes.
You know, and I think that's good. What it does is it helps the parent to appreciate these dynamics of all these issues we're talking about.
Yes.
So that the parent will begin to understand that, number one, when you're helping your child, start by helping your child to discover how they are wired for their career. I'll give you a particular example. Our own son, firstborn son, at the age of 15, our own leadership coaching university at home, we then discovered this kid was passionate about cameras at the age of 15.
Yes.
And he started, I remember I recorded his first film, if I may put it in inverted commas, using a camera, I mean a mobile phone. Actually, we came home the other time and we found there were a whole lot of people at home. Think about 15 people. And we thought there was some accident. And said, what's going on? And you know, Vanushanda neighborhood, all these people we had gathered. This is a 15-year-old. We said, what's going on? He said, oh, these are my cast. We said, what is a cast? We've never heard that language.
Yes.
And then we started asking all these adults. We said, who's actors? And it was Kaivachak, his Charles Jr. Kaivachak. And they said, a 15-year-old has gathered all of you. They said, I'm going to write scripts. Kata to promo scripts.
Interesting.
Promo scripts.
Yes.
This was his first thing that he recorded.
With
using a phone.
Yes.
We started encouraging him because we noticed he was passionate about it.
Yes.
It was in him. Because when you talk of these things, when you say purpose, it's what one is born with. Could you show that not mana anubirigwani chaka fumbatira? That's purpose. That's purpose right there. So we started encouraging him. Guess what? By the age of 19, he had registered this company. Before going to university, he registered this company. He started recording films, movies. The rest is history. Invision Studio today is a well-established filming company.
Yes.
They've done international films and so forth. So what we are saying is the parents, as part of the solution, should then discover how their child is wired.
Yes.
That's the starting point. And we've got a solution for that to help parents. Secondly, we help the parent to discover the various options and possibilities in the big world of work. We talk of career clusters and so forth. So that there's to be a match now between what is in your child and what your child wants to do. Thirdly, when your child is choosing learning areas in the school, those learning areas should match with what is in your child. Right? So that now you talk of purposeful career planning. You help your child to choose a career that they're motivated about, excited about, what they are wired for. Kuda, you can check out anyone out there. People who have had the greatest success in any sphere of life, one common thing with all of them is they love what they do. That's a common thing. So you are helping your child to be in that path so that they discover what they love and they choose a career that they are best wired for. Guess what? It will bring the best out of them. It doesn't matter which area, it will bring the best out of them.
Brilliant, brilliant joke. There's one listener who's also asking, Kuti, panika crisis yakaita sei kuti maybe pakati kukanganiswa kuti amai vanenge vasina kuidentify career yavo. We wish he be able to identify career yemwana wake kuti no mwana wangu ari wired to do this, while it's maybe ivo vakati kukanganisirwa kugadziriswa kuti vava choose a career yakanaka.
Yeah, well, that's a very, very profound question. You know how it is sometimes when we have not experienced something ourselves. How do you become part of a solution when you are living outside your own purpose? How do you help your kid to discover? But the beautiful part is this. And this is where we come in as coaches. This is where we come in. We have these training programs, and I'm happy they are online. LBL.Africa. One can go on that website. You can actually see those programs we're talking about. So that the idea is a parent, what we found with other parents, as the parent comes through these programs we're talking about, the first thing they will discover is that they want to also align themselves, their own life, with their own purpose. While they're trying to help their child. So this is the beautiful part. So like I said, it doesn't matter whether you are misaligned with your purpose. Any of us can still align with our purpose and still discover what we love doing and still go further and help our children to live out their purpose. So there is that challenge on the parent side, but also the other side, I must also say, there's the other side, the school side. There's another challenge I found. We are researchers. You know what? At school, the assumption is if you're an A grade student, you must do sciences.
Yes.
That's the assumption.
But when
you do career assessment tests, Kuda, there are kids out there who are A grade students, but who are not necessarily wired to do sciences. But let's also look even at those who are doing sciences, just giving it a bit more insight. We have discovered that when you do further research, you know, you've got kids who are sharp at sciences, but they are not wired to help people. They are very good at sciences, but when you do a career assessment test with them, you actually discover that they are very good with ideas. They are there, they are wired to solve complex problems and not to help people. So I have found from our research, a lot of kids who are good at sciences end up being misdirected to become doctors. And yet this kid, they are actually wired to solve complex scientific problems, not to help people. So you'll find these are the kinds of doctors, if you have noticed, there are doctors out there who are not doctors. Actually, I remember Mbuya wangu wajiva kumusha. Sirati susu. Tulena ni mkuda doktor weo. Kanza awe msaindani kwa ndi. Msaindani ini. Mbuya munu zini shwa madokta ime. Kaya awe asu doktor weo. No mziva. He is an old woman who has never been to university.
Mm-hmm.
But she can recognize that this guy has a certificate to be a doctor. But they are not wired to be a doctor. They are irritated by people.
Mm-hmm.
They don't love people. Mm-hmm. They have no passion for people. And this is the guy who was meant to be solving complex scientific problems, but they were channeled now to solve people problems. They are dealing with people. They were doctor who and they are irritated by people. They are doctor for why? Because they are not wired for it. So we need to understand that one may be intellectually very capable, but if they are not wired for that area, it will be an irritation. It will be a frustration. And it will not bring the best out of them. It will frustrate their clients and customers. It will frustrate them.
Brilliant indeed, Doc. And the thing that brings us to the end of this special episode of the Community Dialogue, because of time, everyday time in Nigeria, Jelax, I think I will talk to the programming managers and team. Could you extend the time to pin them 1 hour? And also, I think we'll be doing unjust to our listeners.